Mr. P's Butcher Shop and Deli, 813 Shades Crest Road in beautiful Bluff Park. They have a variety of meat specials. And trust me on this, prices are only going one direction. So loading up your freezer now to get you through some of these difficult times is a great idea. I like Mr. P's meat special number 5. You can get in this 2 12-ounce ribeye steaks, 2 8-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignon steaks, 2 1-pound packs of filet mignon tender tips, 5 1-pound packs of ground steak, that's 100% steak, 3 packs each of 2 6-ounce boneless skinless chicken breasts, 3 packs 2 6-ounce boneless center-cut pork chops, 1.5-pound Mr. P's homemade Italian sausage, 2 10-ounce Italian sausage stuffed pork chops, incredible, 3-pound boneless pork loin roast, a 6-pound bone-in Boston butt, and a 16-ounce bottle of Pilateri's barbecue sauce, which isn't quite enough. All of this for $239.99. It'll pack up your freezer. And then, you know, while other people are complaining about how the price of meat is going up, all you have to do is visit your own little freezer to get whatever you need that you bought at a great price from Mr. P's Butcher Shop and Deli. Now, whether you are cooking up one of these pork loin roasts or the filet mignon tender tips or maybe you're going with a Boston butt, whatever it may be, you got to have a side, right? You need a side with it. Well, I happen to have an idea for a great side. A lot of people, it's hard to believe in the South, you'd think that grandma would pass down the homemade macaroni and cheese baked recipe, right? And I'm constantly amazed by people who have no idea how to make macaroni and cheese outside of doing it in a box. Well, it's not difficult. You start off with 8 ounces of elbow macaroni, large or small. If you want to use shells, use shells. I mean, whatever works best for you. Bow tie pasta, whatever works best for you. I like shells a lot, I'll tell you that. A couple of cups of shredded cheddar cheese. You should buy this in a block and shred it yourself so it doesn't have that stuff that they put on it to keep it from clumping. You don't care if it clumps because you're shredding it right there immediately before you use it. Need a 1/2 cup of grated Parmesan cheese. The stuff that comes in the green shaker is fine for this. 3 cups of milk, 1/4 cup of butter, 2.5 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 2 tablespoons of butter for a separate purpose, 1/2 cup of breadcrumbs, and a pinch of paprika. Now, I'll explain to you what all of this is for. First thing you want to do is make the pasta, right? Cook the macaroni the way it's supposed to be cooked, drain it, set it aside. Now you're going to make a roux, a white sauce, as it were, and you do that by melting butter over medium heat. That's about 1/4 cup. I said we're talking about using a 1/4 cup of butter. And then you add enough flour, and you're not going to have a lot of flour. It's 2.5 tablespoons altogether. But you add it to sort of thicken it up. You got to do this carefully. Throw the flour to make a roux and thicken it up, and then very, very, very slowly add the 3 cups of milk. While you are stirring constantly, it should maintain a thickness, okay? There's a lot of videos online that show you how to do this. Look what if you've never done it before. Then, by the handful, small handful, start stirring in the cheeses. Now, I said that you should use cheddar cheese, but this is where you can have a little bit of creativity. You can use cheddar, you can use pepper jack, you can use Colby, you know, whatever you think is going to work best. Some combination of these things might be perfect for you. And then you are going to stir all that in, including some of the Parmesan. Don't throw in all the Parmesan. I'll explain why in a moment. And you're going to cook this over a low heat until the cheese is completely melted. The sauce is thick. Then you're going to pour the macaroni into a casserole dish and pour this sauce over the macaroni and stir it all up. Set that aside. Throw that, remember I said you needed an extra little 2 tablespoons of butter? Throw that into a skillet, melt it, don't let it brown, don't let it get too far gone, so you're going to be over a heat that's not, you know, blazing hot. And then you're going to throw in your 1/2 cup of breadcrumbs and you're going to brown those. This is a really important step. If you're thinking that the oven is going to brown your breadcrumbs, 9 times out of 10 you're going to be wrong about that. So brown the breadcrumbs in the butter. And then sprinkle them over the top and throw a little bit of the rest of the Parmesan cheese over the top as well. Bake this in a 350-degree oven for 30 minutes. When it comes out, it is absolutely fantastic. Now, one thing you did not hear me mention was seasonings, aside from that little bit of paprika. I'm going to mention it now. I like to add, once it's all in the casserole together, before you put the breadcrumbs on, I like to add Pilateri's Greek seasoning, I use the hell out of that stuff, or Pilateri's Italian seasoning, which is absolutely fantastic in this dish. You mix it up and you use it to taste. You can actually, at that point, you can actually taste a little bit and go, yes, that's enough, or no, it's not, or now I've completely overdone it and I've ruined this. Nah, you can't ruin it as long as you're using Pilateri's Greek or Italian seasoning. Or, hey, maybe you want something a little sharp. Why not throw some Cajun seasoning in there and have some fun with it, huh? Whatever works best for you. Try it at your next family get-together. It's not a difficult recipe to follow. It really comes down to a white sauce, cheese, which makes it a mornay, and then eventually, you know, some browned stuff over the top. Serve that up as a side with one of the aforementioned items, like the pork loin, the bone-in Boston butt, maybe cooking up the filet mignon tender tips. All of these are fantastic. Mr. P's Butcher Shop in Delhi, 813 Shades Crest Road in beautiful Bluff Park. Swing by. They're making sandwiches until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Tell them you heard about it here.